recording. Okay. The Shabbos morning parashas Bahalosho, which begins with the commandments concerning, or some commandments concerning the Neros in the Beis Hamikdash, Bahalosho and Neros. So I thought it would be an appropriate time to discuss something which is a little Yontif related. We just finished Yontif. Not going to help us with this coming Yontif, this past Yontif, but you know, there'll be other Yom Tovim, it's Hashem. And that is the question about Lukas Neros on Yontif. We've spoken about different aspects of this mitzvah before, but I'd like to focus on a couple of things just regarding Hadlakas Neros on Yontif. At first glance, one might conclude that there should be no obligation at all to light candles Lakavad Yontif. After all, the primary reason it seems that why we light candles for Shabbos is in order to have light in the house on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara says in Shabbos that one of the purposes or the ideas behind Hadlakas Neros is Shalom Bayis, that people shouldn't bump into each other in the house, come back, you know, it's dark on Friday night, and it's kind of dingy and depressing, and the people sit down to Shabbos meal, and someone asks you to pass the salt, and by mistake you pass the pepper, and then you get angry at you, and you get angry at him. It's not a pleasant experience. If you have lights in the house, the problem is taken care of. It's one of the primary ideas of having Shabbos candles. In fact, the Gemara says in Shabbos, and the Rambam writes at the very end of the of Hilchos Chanukah, his very last comment in all of his Sefer Zmanim, is that if a person has limited funds and he can either afford to have candles for Shabbos, he can have wine for Shabbos, so the Rambam Paschim's based on the Gemara, they should get candles for Shabbos, because Shalom Bayis is Adif. Anything to do with Shalom is always better. So that's one of the major themes behind Shabbos candles. Now, if that's the case, you can make the argument, logically, that one shouldn't need to light candles for Yom Tov, because in Yom Tov you can light candles on Yom Tov itself. As long as it's an already lit source, no reason to light candles before Yom Tov, because there's no issur to light candles on Yom Tov that you need from an already lit source. Shabbos, of course, is an issur to light candles on Shabbos, obviously one of the melachos, but on Yom Tov Havor is permissible. Again, from an already lit source, and then one might have thought that there's no need to light candles on Yom Tov. However, it's clear from the post that we do have candle lighting on Yom Tov, although there are some shittas in Rishonim that hold that there's no bracha. We don't paskin like that, but there are some shittas in Rishonim there's actually no bracha on Hadlakas Neros on Yom Tov. Yorchas Chaim, Chelak Aleph Dinei Rishon B'Sof Os Aleph says there's no bracha on Neros Yom Tov, and also in the Sefer Moshe of Zakenim, I brought with me a copy over here. I didn't get a chance to bring the Orchos Chaim. But the Sefer Moshe of Zakenim is a collection of comments in the Balei HaTosfos. One of the collections of Balei HaTosfos al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Emor and Perek Chavdal of Pasuk Beis. I mentioned at the beginning of Bahaloso we have reference to Neros. Another place we have reference to Neros of the Mikdash is in Parshas Emor, right after all the Yom Tovim. After the whole description of Yom Tovim, so the next thing is also to do with the menorah. And there, Tosfos comment, Loma Samach Neros Lamoda, Seishom Lamech Adlokas Aner B'Shabbos Mitzah. Mikan Nogu Ashkenazim Lavarach Adlokas Ner B'Yontif Kimo B'Shabbos. The Germans, Ashkenazim, had the practice to light candles on Shabbos, as Yontif as well as on Shabbos. Lo Mistabel of a Sinish of Tzarfas. It doesn't appear correct to the French rabbis. The Gemara says, I mentioned the Gemara before, Shabbos Chav Hayamid Beis. The Gemara says that the reason we have Adlokas Neros on Shabbos is because of Shalom Bayis. In Cain, the Yontif, Sheyacholav Mahadlik, Ein Lavarach, Dein Tzarach Shalom Bayis. Not that you don't need Shalom Bayis. You need Shalom Bayis now, but it means you don't need the candles for the sake of Shalom Bayis. So the Chav Pazak, Dein Lavarach, on the Neshav Yontif. That's why some hold that there's no bracha on Yom Tov. As a matter of fact, there's even machlokas on Shabbos. They close it here also. But even though we pass on Shabbos, the number of Rishonim holds, that's the Moshe of Zakenim from the Balei HaTosfos and Parshas Emor, the Ikar Perekov Dalet, Pasuk Beis, and also the Orchos Chaim that I mentioned before. So you have Shishitas and Rishonim that there is no need to make a bracha on Adlokas Neros. Not only no need, it would be inappropriate to make a bracha on Adlokas Neros on Yom Tov, because the whole reason why we have it doesn't apply. That's not the way we paskin. In the Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Reish Samach Gimel and Hilchos Shabbos, it's in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, "Kashi Yavarach, Kashi Yadlik Yavarach, Bochat Vashem, Al Kenem Achlam Asher Kedeshon Zolzem Yadlik Neir Shol Shabbos." Right? That's on Shabbos, the brachas, the hadak, nir, shal Shabbos, echad or ish, echad or isha, whether man is lighting or woman's lighting. Men also have to light Shabbos candles. Just if you're married, so your wife lights for you. If you're in a house, your mother lights for you somewhere else.
Okay.
I don't get to that right now. It's one of the three things, right? Either halav lakas on there, has to do with chava, different Jewish explanations. But it became a mitzvah for the woman. But let's say a boy's in the dormitory, or a man's living by himself, or something. My son told me that he was in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, so he kept the second day of Yom Tov. He was in yeshiva in Kiryat Yavne, so he said that last year, did it again this year. It was the first time he bench left on Yom Tov, because there are no women, the only women around were Israelis, so they're not observing the second day of Yom Tov. So one of the, he happened to be the gabbai, so one of the boys lit the candles, yeah. Say it again?
Shouldn't you have to make a bracha if you're going there the whole year on every Shabbos?
So but usually they have one of the Rosh Hashiva's wife or somebody lights in the dining hall or something. No, most Hashivas, I think. If guys in the dorm, they should. But here it's Yom Tov Sheni, the Israelis we're not observing on this. Yeah. That's the one.
Can you anyway, any finally light a candle for the American?
I light it, not with the. So
make
it I don't think so. He told me that off the subject. We told me that Rabbi Rubenstein is a dying there, and they only told him that the postik. I mean, in Karmion, they told him that not, even on Yedei Remiza, an American shouldn't ask Ben Eretz Yisrael to do a malacha. I was very surprised. Are you sure you heard correctly? I thought it was not like that. But anyway, getting back to this. So it says the Echadish Echadish. Gam biyamta. The Mechaber writes Gam biyamta Tzarch Levarach. Again, this is Aruch Haim Shem and Reish Samach Gimel. It says Gam biyamta Tzarch Levarach Lahadlik Nesha Yamta. The Mechaber clearly passed against those we've shown him that I just mentioned before, and he holds not only do you light on Yom Tov, but you also say the bracha, and you say l'adlik nir shel Yom Tov. Yom Kippurim below, so whatever. That's the point. So Yom Tov, we also make the bracha before. Now the Mishnah Berurah here in Sukkot and Chof Gimel makes an interesting comment. He says the ein tzorach levarach zman al hadlaka. You don't have to make Shechianu on the Hadlakas on Eretz. So don't have to. Chazal speak about the bracha called Zman, that's Shechianu. Shechianu became the Yonah, la Zman hazeh. The bracha is nicknamed Zman. So it says, this is based on the tshuva from Yankov Emden, the tshuva which we once went through, where he tines that there's no really not, although the minig of most women is they do say Shechianu, but he feels that it's not necessary, it's not even proper, but he concludes, I guess maybe his wife did it, or he knew a lot of people who did it, says Ein Mochen, you don't object too strenuously if the women want to do it. Why shouldn't you make Shechianu when you light candles? Because the practice is that Shechianu was attached to the coast, to the cup of Kiddush. Strictly speaking, you can make Shechianu, the Gemara says, an Erev in another place, I feel of a shuk. You know, a man, you can make Shechianu in the street as you're walking home from shul or something. You know, Shechianu is not officially attached to Kiddush. However, by practice, we've attached to Kiddush. Mela, once it's attached to Kiddush, so then everybody should attach to the Kiddush. And therefore, when the husband makes Shechianu, the wife is Yotzev there. There's no reason for them to make Shechianu earlier. Just like we don't make Shechianu earlier. We don't say Shechianu in Shul, or on the way home from Shul. We're Masmichit, we join it to the Kiddush. So that should be the practice. That's what Yaakov Emden writes. And he says he doesn't think it's correct that the women go ahead and make the Shechianu before. But ain't mochin biyodom. We should take the opportunity to mention something. I know I always make this announcement in my shul before on Shabbos Shuvah, before Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is the one time, of course, where we do make Shechianu in shul. Right after Kol Nidre, right? We all say Shechianu together because there's no Kiddush to make it on. Right? And Yom Kippur, not making Kiddush. There's no coast. There's no wine with which to associate the Shechianu and Yom Kippur. So we make it together. What about the women? Should the women say Shechianu with candle lighting? So let's assume for a moment, not like a Yaakov Emden, but that's what Mr. Brewer also writes. He says, again, Ein Tzorach Levarach Zman Al Hadlakah, again, based on his tshuva from the Shulas Yavitz of Yaakov Emden, but then he's Miyub Mokom Shenago Ein Limchos Biyodan. So what about Amlil Yom Kippur? The truth is, there shouldn't be any difference. Well, those women who make Shechianu, and the other Yantar should also make Shechianu when they light the candles Yom Kippur, but there's a technical problem. We know that, strictly speaking, once you've made Adlokas Neros, once you've lit the candle, so that is an implicit acceptance of Shabbos. It means you've accepted Shabbos or Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, or whatever it is. Unless the woman has in mind specifically. In Yiddish they call the haven zinnen. You have in zinnen. It means in mind. I have in mind that I'm not officially not accepting as long as there's still time on the clock. In other words, if it's skier, then you're out of luck. But if you're lighting 18 minutes before, but the woman still has to finish closing the oven, or if they're drying her hair, or whatever it may be, they're running late, that sometimes happens. I know that I find where the Shabbos is at 4:15 or it's 8:15, it's always the last minute, right? But Mamela, if you're running a little bit late, so the woman doesn't want to, in the Kabbal Shabbos, you have a few extra minutes, so you're allowed to do that. Which you can do that now. Yom Kippur, it's especially no gear, because Yom Kippur, most women come to shul for Komedzeh, so a lot of times they're going to drive to shul. Right? They'll bench lift at home well before the 18 minutes, because usually Komedzeh is... You want to try and get Kol Nidre at least once before Shkia. They would say, I'm going to say three times. At least one time should be before Shkia. So the shuls have with Tila Zaka and everything. So the davening on the Yom Kippur is a good half hour, whatever it is, before Shkia. So the women are going to drive to shul. They light candles before they leave, and they're going to drive to shul. Or let's say they're going to walk to shul, but there's no area, they want to carry their machzer or something. So they're not ready to be Mekabel Yontif yet at that hour. More around here, we have an area, so carrying the machzer is not a problem, but let's say the woman's going to drive to shul. So as she's going to drive to shul after lighting candles, the answer is when she lights candles, she has in mind that she's not Mekabel Yontif, and that's fine. But that trick does not work for Shechiyano. Shechiyano means you're saying that it's Yontif. You're so Adlik Nair, so you're just lighting a candle in advance of Yontif, so you can have in mind that I'm not accepting Yontif with this act of lighting candles. But that trick doesn't work for Shechiyano. So we always try and remind the women that if you're gonna drive to shul after having lit candles, go ahead and bench lift at home before you drive and have in mind, but don't say the Shechiyano at home. Say the Shechiyano in the shul together with the rest of the tibur when we say it after Kol Nidre. So that's just an important part. Yeah.
Shami says that you can say Shechiyano even when you build the sukkah.
Yeah, different problem. And it'll count for Yontif also, right? Right.
Yeah, definitely the Shechiyano right, is not the beginning of the Chol.
Right, but then maybe the Shechiyano on the mitzvah as opposed to on Yontif. That's the question.
The mitzvah, but if you say Shechiyano on the building,
yeah, you're part of from
you will not
on the Shechiyano. It's a good point. But no, it's the way we pass.
No, so yeah. It's not the beginning of the
Yontif, right? And according to that sheet, but we're choshesh anyway for the other sheet. We're choshesh that it's the Yontif. So in any event, that's the chatchila. So I always try and remind the women not to make Shechiyano at home on the Yontif candles, Yom Kippur candles, if they're still claiming the Malach. If they live around the corner from the shul, or whatever, no problem. So good, so do whatever you want. But Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, in general, he said probably better not to say Shechiyano.
Did you plant Shechiyano?
On the candles in the stomach, didn't it? I don't know. Probably he didn't. Probably waited for Kiddush. The women like, so that's what some Achronim write. I forget what I saw this. Some Achronim write that why did the practice develop after the women say Shechiyano when they light the candles? Because Shechiyano is a bracha that's a bracha of simcha, right? And we're overjoyed that the Yontif has arrived again. It's been a whole year since we had the last Leil Pesach, and now we're so thrilled that the Leil Pesach is again, so excited. So the woman, what's the most happy moment is taki when the Yontif is first starting. So that's what they, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita sort of, they're very excited at that point. That's the moment of simcha. Now, especially candlelighting carries with it such, certain emotional significance, and people say special tilas and tchinas and other things like that. So her great simcha is that moment that makes sense to say shachar. Wait another 45 minutes or an hour and a half or whatever till her husband wanders home from the shul. Right now is the moment of simcha. So that's a justification. But there's a very interesting gap.
But then there's a question whether they can say amen on the shachar.
Right. So that's a problem. Right. That's the gap I'm talking about also. Especially if they want to drink the wine anyway. that's a question, because if the husband's going to say Shechiyano, so now the husband says Baruch Pei Gofen, and they skittish. Then he says Asher Baruch Abonami Kolom, etc. Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmanim. That's not a hefsek, as part of the same bracha. But then he's going to say Shechiyano. If he's going to say, let's say, Abdullah, if it's Matzah Shambas, we're going to say Leishah Vasukh, if it's Sukh, that's all okay. But if he's going to say Shechiyano, which he does, so the Shechiyano is part. She already heard this. She already said the Shechiyano. So isn't that Shechiyano a hefsek? So we shout whether she could drink the wine, being somich, and not borrow her girlfriend because she had a hefsek in between. How long is your question? But anyway, that's back when we talk about it. Yeah. Right. Then it's okay. Yeah. The stomach's not a hefsek to that. But what I wanted to look at is a very interesting question that comes up with Halakas Neiros on Yontif, which appears in the Hakdama. There's a commentary on the tour called the Prisha, the Drisha and the Prisha, same person, right? The two parallel commentaries on the bottom of the page in every standard edition of the tour, written by the Shua of Pollock Katz, okay? And his children wrote the Hakdama to the father's commentary. So in my particular edition of the tour, this edition I have, as I brought it with me, it appears in the beginning of Yoredeya Chelek Beis. Why they put it there? I guess maybe they have room on the page there. I don't know. It's not Hakdomah to Yoredeya anymore than the other sections. It's a general Hakdomah to their father's commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Say, it happened to print it here. Okay.
Somebody was not yet into it.
To read it. Okay. Well, I don't know. But that's how it could be that in other editions it appears elsewhere. But it's Hakdomah of the son of the preacher to his father's commentary on the tour. He also wrote the same author, wrote the Miras A9, the Sna of Choshu Mishpat, which is printed on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. So here, after telling about some of the wonderful things in terms of the father, he says he also has to not forget to the Saper Rove Godel to Ferris Yaakov Malos Ha'isha Ha'ashuv Ha'agvira Ha'atsnum Ha'chassidu Ha'ishara Ha'lohi Imu Ras Ha'rabonis Noras Bela. He has to speak also very, very positively with glowing terms about his mother also. Okay? Because the way she raised her children, whatever else, but he also says that she was, I have to speak about Chen Ruyel, Lachlach, Lachlachlachlachlachlach, Lahalos, Alasekat, Tzas, Maseh, Hatoven, Leos, Lana, Lezecha, Ladoris, Laman, Yildim, and Akobinos, Silva, Chen Yasim, that she should be a role model to all Benos Yisrael. And righteous, she was a basichia to her father, various different things. She may have suffered a little bit in her lifetime. But anyway, they also write that she was, in a certain sense, a Tamil Chacham. First of all, she gave a lot of stuff, and she always davened Amda Tamid Bezrizas Kodem Or Hayom Kamashol. She got up early in the morning a few hours before daybreak. The here basically spalled the Kavana Gedolah B'Tzilas V'Sachnunim. She davened and said the Tzilas these early hours, the wee hours of the morning. Ubiyada Mafteach Ezus Hanoshim. She had the key to the women's section, the shul. So I said, Rishona Mikboy Beis HaKnesses. She was the first one to come to the shul, Rachrona, the last one to leave, and so on. And aside from the davening, she went mechal achal osekas b'torah parashas shenei shavu in pirush Rashi yishar mifarshim bidul achol tomid avi mori nauch v'shulchana. All the students used to come to my father to learn by him. Nu she tomid asher poter hashulchan the beitar haisa ozeres kegever chalatzer. She spoke up like one of the men. The maso matar the beitar in the beitar the form asher and simidaita is a pshat nosuk midrash, and sometimes she came up with a tachilish pshat, a sweet pshat. Ubefrat the dinei nashim, especially in the dinei relating to women, of chasnidim and so on. Haisaboki kimat keechem in balei hara. She had expertise like the balei hara. Now you're right. That's from the background. Habita no uru es masir gisha betos hanashim bat lokos hananeres biyontif. She noticed a significant problem, a mistake that was observed or committed by most of the women with regards to lokos neres anyontif. That's what we come to tonight. The Talos of Mishtayim, double mistake. One, Ha'echad Mashenargos Lidloch Neros Shayantif Kemosho Shabbos V'hainu Shemadlikin Tchila HaNeros V'acharkech Mesim Yidein Lifnei HaNeros V'orkan HaBrochal HaNeros V'acharkech Mesalkin Deim HaKol Kemo Neros HaShabbos. Background information. When it comes to Adlokas Neros on Shabbos, we have a strange thing. We know the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Bav Zayin Adayv that whenever we perform a mitzvah that has a brocha, the brocha is to be recited over Lasiyosan prior to the, and prior means just prior to the performance of the mitzvah. So think of any bracha with a mitzvah. We always make the bracha before Tkiyah Shofen, before Chas Matzah, before putting on Tron, before putting on Mezuzah, before shaking the Lulav. Whatever mitzvah we do, we always make the bracha before. Over Lasi Osam. Come Shabbos, gone.
The benching
will not have a bracha at all, right? There's no bracha on benching. Benching Gufa is a bracha, right? With no bracha on benching. There's no bracha on that. It's a good question why there's not. That the Achonim talk about, we spoke about in the past, and the Shivas in his introduction to the Haggadah speaks about, we mentioned about the Rav Soloveitchik, out of Shalom, a whole group of people. The basic idea that they all say in different ways, the Chidor, I think, and a bunch of people say the same general idea, that whenever you have a mitzvah that itself is a bracha, there's no bracha on it, so there's no bracha on Kriya Shema. Why before Kriya Shema I don't say a bracha? La likro Kriya Shema because we have other brachas, right? Or why we don't say on Birchas Hamoz and other why that's in the Sinai Goda.
Benching itself.
Yeah.
After the
Achilah. Okay, but that's a positive. I saw the Chal, but that's not a Birchas Hamitzvah. We don't hear a Birchas Hamitzvah. I've been a Chal to the Sabbath to the Rachta, so that's the Tzivoy. We're talking about the Mitzvah. Right, the Benching the Mitzvah. Here, I'm talking when you have a Mitzvah Mitzvah, because yourself, whatever it is, you always make a bracha before. So one of the glaring exceptions to the rule, at least among Ashkenazim, is that Lokas Neres on Shabbos. You ever paid attention to your wives and mothers? You know that they light the candles first, then they make the bracha afterwards. I'll get to Mitzvah in a moment. But that's one of the exceptions. So I should stress at the outset here that according to the Rambam, it's not an exception. The Rambam says you bench the bracha, you make the bracha before lighting Shabbos candles, finished. Why is it different than any other mitzvah? And that's, I think, how most Sfardim do it to this very day. They make the bracha out of luck of the Neshah Shabbos, then they light the candles. But that's not the practice among Ashkenazim. Why not? So Shulchan Aruch explains it's actually in the same sin, in Reish Samach Gimel. The Reish Samach Gimel, Sif Hei, the Ramo explains, Yesh Misha Omer Shemavachim Kodem Hadlaka. Some people say should make a bracha before Hadlaka.
Like in Hanukkah.
Oh, exactly. The Yesh Mishanukkah, we always make the bracha before lighting Hanukkah, right? The Yesh Misha Omer Shemavach Acha Hadlaka. And some say you should make it after. That's the Mordechai, and that's the Ashkenazic side, based on the Bahag. Uchidei Shiyehei Omer Lasiyasa Lo Yehenem Emena Adlacha Bracha. In order it should be a little bit over lasiyoson, you don't get hana until after the bracha. That's why they seem ayad lift man there. That's why they cover their eyes or they block the fire in some way, so that then a bracha v'acharkach, and then they make the bracha. Then v'acharkach masalkan yad v'zem mikra over lasiyos v'chein aminik. That's the Ashkenazic meaning. It's based on the fact that the bahag
light with the eyes closed.
Well, it's sometimes a tougher trick, but you don't have any flowers there. Well, I'll get to Shekhanu later, but we're not on Shabbos right now. This is on Shabbos.
Okay.
Yeah, this is even on Shabbos. Now, what's the problem? So the problem is because there's a sheet of the Bahag and others that the moment that's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Katan Chav Zayin, Dim Tavarech Havikilu Kimlo LaShabbos, because if you say the word Adlik Nashal Shabbos, that itself is an implicit acceptance of Shabbos. Okay, and you can't light, so you're going to bind. You're going to make the bracha first, so the recitation of the words Adlik Nashal Shabbos, Kilu Kimlo Shabbos is first. Veshuv Asu LaHadlik, and then you can't light, so you're stuck. So usually we have to make a bracha over Lasiyosan, but once in a while you're in a corner. For example, the Gemara, that same Gemara in Pesachim, the Zayin of the Days, gives us an example of a case where you can't do over Lasiyosan. It mentions the Gemara, Tvilas Hager. A person converts to Judaism. So he can't make the bracha before he converts. He can't say Asher Kedushanam is not Jewish yet. How's he going to say the words Asher Kedushanam to Sovet Tzivano ala Tvila? It's not true, Asher Kedushanam. It wasn't commanded here. Right? So therefore, what's that? So we'll see one second. See. So there, that the Gemara itself said Tvila Sagir. So the Tosafot Ben Jews said, we'll get to that. But the point is, I'm just illustrating, sometimes you're in a bind, nothing you do. So according to this, if you're choshesh for this sheet and Rishonim, that saying the words Hadik Nashal Shabbos is already an implicit acceptance of Shabbos, so and they were your stock. How can you say the bracha before? They have to say the bracha after. What do you do? So then, well, you say the bracha after, but you don't get hanoah from the kavod. You keep your eyes closed. You cover your eyes. Whatever exactly, or they blah, putting their hands in front of the fire somehow. And this sort of, and then you say the bracha, and you move the hands away. Oh, it's as if you just lit it. That's the longest fight. So that's what regards to Shabbos. So the mother, the wife of the preacher, says that's all correct. Shabbos. That makes sense on Shabbos. But in Yontif, you're allowed to light the candle anyways. The whole chashash doesn't apply on Yontif. On Yontif, good. Hadlik Nesha Yontif will be an acceptance of Yontif. So what? So it's a problem. So we should go back to the regular, ordinary rule of Over Lasiyosam. Right? The Shabbos, you stuck with the ordinary rule, the given is Over Lasiyosam. That's the Imam Sakha. The Imam Sakha has one exception, three Lasagir. So Shabbos, we want to be choshesh to this one sheet of the Baha'i, so we want to bind, so we have no choice. But Yontif, you're not in that bind, because Yontif, it can be at 10 o'clock at night, or you know, whatever you need candle, you can light a candle on Yontif. So good, you're accepting Yontif when you say Ladik Nash Yontif. So what? You're allowed to light anyway, so why not go back to the regular rules? Oh, we'll see in a second. Good, so the preacher's wife writes, he says, Min exam maybe Ramor, Baruch Haim, Shuhar, Hansim, Reis, Samu, Gion, Chen, Chas, Mariel. Fine. And he mentions, he tells a little bit of the background, Kiplunter of Ossi and Kabbalah Shabbos, Tuna Lukas Neros. It's a batch of Machokas Rishonim, whether Kabbalah Shabbos depends on Lukas Neros or not, he quotes in the Torah. Okay, but I wouldn't have to go into all that, I just mentioned it outside. And he makes a distinction, and maybe the difference between, you know, we're not really accepting Shabbos, we don't accept Shabbos till they get up to Baruch Hu. Right, that's the tzibur gets up to baruch. Well, that's the beginning of Shabbos. Nowadays they say baruch v'shalom. Right, that's the time. But nevertheless, mikol makom mizul shalom shabbos. Right after that, yeah, three different times mentioned. Mikol makom kosu kal gedolam hagos ma'amin is a kovush ve'olekin shadavka v'nevayis. That's only the rest of the house. But lahamad l'katzmo, the person who's lighting himself, or ishus of a light, because I have something. He asur las malach achash shadlika. Right, it's also so. Therefore, you have that the reason. Va'kal ayotim is ema achash amad l'katzmo kabel shas v'chazan earth nimtzim ha'im baruch tila kamos shavoy. Like we explained, Al Kain Nimshach Mizah Minhag Shabbat Likin Tchilah. From that is the source of the minhag to light first. Then Umesimim Yidayin Lifnan Eros, and he blocked the candles, block your eyes from the candles. Brachin, make the bracha. B'chach Masachin Dain Shulizeniko Lasezana. So says the wife of the priest. Hatinach Biladlakas Aneros LaShabbos. Shachar Bracha Also Shul B'Hadlaka. There's no more Hadlaka allowed. Al Biyontiv Shemutah LaHadlakanes Biyontiv Atzmo Mutav. It's better to do it in the ordinary way. To make the bracha prior to the performance of the mitzvah. Like I said, you should do a yontif candles exactly like Hanukkah candles. Well, we always make the bracha before. And then after to light the candle. So that was one time that she had on the minute that she saw that women would do on Erev Yontif the same like they did on Erev Shabbos. She said the whole chashash is not applicable.
Lighting a match, that wasn't the way of the time?
Was it again? What do you mean, lighting a match?
The first day of Yontif, we light candles for a match, reciting.
Yeah.
So you would, that's an Issur on Yontif.
No, what do you mean? You light the candles striking the match.
Striking
the match. Striking the match itself, you did it before. Yeah, but let's say...
Like that. I mean, when your wife lights candles.
You might have, yes, you're not starting, but you...
No, but she's saying... No, but she's saying...
What's your question?
So the first time,
But what's your question? No. If you do it in that way, you cannot do it on your own. That's the question.
I understand. So I guess you'd say she lit this, she'll strike the match, or have it. And then they make the bracha, and then light. That's what he said. Now, a second mistake, she's atos hasheni, mashenogos hanoshim lahadlik neresen, so yontav achar shispalo akol arvis, achar itzios and reshaknesos. Many women, in those days, taka didn't light right at the beginning of yontav. They waited till the husband came home from shul. You know, we have that a lot of times, simchas Torah. I typically saw a lot of them come to shul shmi atzer and they go to our kofas and whatever time, come home at 9:30 and they first light Shabbos candles then. So that apparently that was a widespread practice. The Zeno Nacha doesn't like that either. Why? Hatinach b'leil yontif shol sheni shol galus. The second night of yontif, you have no choice but to do that. You can't light earlier because it's the first day, right? Shul sake of the yom of also lachim yontif rishon l'sheni v'arlas is king. Pasheitzah on yontif sheni. Yontif sheni, there's no choice because. You cannot detract. The first day is the Raisa. The second day is only the Rabbanan, where to recall the old minig when they have a Sanim Yodenu. So you can't detract from the day that is the Raisa by using that, so to speak, as a day for preparation for the second day, only the Rabbanan. That's why usually the all the shul calendars have candle lighting on the second, not before 9:18 or whatever time it was, right? Not before this time, till earliest candle lighting. Or the advise the women, the announcement, no preparation for the second Seder until 8:09, whatever time it will be, right?
That's all of deduction.
But if
Shabbos is Yom Tov is Friday, Shabbos is Ad Avda, you do it earlier.
Right, but that's because Shabbos is a higher Kedusha than Yom Tov. So those are the two things that she says. Abba Mashin, Nimshon, Midesh, Nozon, Oz, Gabal, Elti, Yom Tov, Rishon, Cain, Zan, Onach, Adura, Yom Tov, Rishon, also, no. Why? Because she says the whole idea is it's proper to have the table set and everything set up from before. Okay, so the thing is like this. There is a din, the Vilna Gaon points this out, in the top Kuv Chata, the end of Hilchos Yontif, very end of Hilchos Yontif, and also the Viskirov has this in the back of the Chidusha Grach. The stencil. Right back. I told you about that. the only place in the world I think that the word stencil still exists is in the Frisker.
You know. Talk to the theory.
What the?
Lined up.
Yeah, so you can see it. That's because the brisket is Mishagasan. But anyway, so at the very end, I have a collection of different pieces. There's something here from the Hashmatos or from the Agriz. So he quotes that he says that candles have to be the Od Yom. He's talking about Shabbos. And basically, the idea, the same thing the Gaon says, is that what's the difference in covered Shabbos and Onyx Shabbos? You know, on Shabbos you have covered Shabbos and Onyx, so what's the difference? So the Gaon classifies that kavod is anything done in advance of Shabbos to enhance Shabbos. Everything you do on Erev Shabbos, sweeping the floor and preparing the food and making the beds and setting a nice table and taking a shower and putting on nice clothes, all these things that are done in advance of Shabbos, that Shabbos is more special, that's covered Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos are all the things that you do on Shabbos to enjoy. You have good food and good drink, you eat off nice silverware and the nice dishes and the rest. You know, Shana B'Shabbos Tanakh, etc. Learning all the things you put. We know that when the wife is Mutaris, so sex relations also is appropriate for Onik Shabbos. Anything a person does that enhances the enjoyment of Shabbos, that's Onik Shabbos. Mamela, we once spoke out that Hadlokas Neris is both, but one aspect of Hadlokas Neris is that it's covered Shabbos. The house has light, the house has or in it, that's the Rosh Hashulchan writes, the or is the Simcha, and so on. So that's appropriate even before Shabbos. And that's what the wife of the priest is saying here, that the idea is that the candles should be lit from before. And,
Shabbos also, no? Because
you can... It's right, both. That's what I said. It's both. We once spoke out in Shia that the Hadlokas Neris on Shabbos accomplishes both. But I'm saying You asked me, someone asked me a question recently about electrical. Oh, it was one of them. But anyway, so this is the... so therefore she says an Erev Yontif also, the proper thing an Erev Yontif is to make sure that the candles are lit before. Even though technically you can light it later when the husband comes home from Shul Shabbos, you have no choice. You can't wait till the husband comes home from Shul, it's already Shabbos. But on Yontif, you have the choice. She feels she lit before. Those are the two things. And it writes at the end, Nehor Zasha, Din Ima B'Soda Baruch, but Tom Yiddish is good reasons, all correct. But that's what it says over here in Hakdama to the commentary of the Parisha. The Mohar Avram, in Zun Reish, Samach Gimel, I'm just going to read what he says without any comments. The Mohar Avraham in Sivkot in Yud Beis writes that on Shabbos you have a problem in Tavarach Kibla on Shabbos, therefore Asur Adli. Nim Kain, Biyantif Tavarach Achakach, Tadli Kain Kosa, Besof Sefer Adrisha. So in his edition it didn't appear in the Hagdom at Chelek Beis, it came in Sof Sefer Adrisha, Be'evan Ezer, B'Shein Imo, and the Adrisha from his mother, really it's the children, name of the wife, whatever it was. Okay? So that's what's written. However, it says the Magen Avraham, I'll just read what he says, Avo ein chochma la'isha, the chule. Okay, it's a full phrase, ein chochma la'isha, ala bepela. What's that? That part you can leave out, right? Well, this the Magen Avraham you can leave out. Avo ein chochma la'isha, ala bepela, it means she stick to needle point. In other words, this was not something she should have mixed into. And the Magen Avraham says, the lo chilku chachamim. The Chacham did not make a distinction, the old low plug. If that's the way it's done by Shabbos, that's how we do it by Yom Tov also. Hagam, that the reason doesn't apply, never mind, it's not the same thing. And he brings a raya, kemosha kasa, b'simun kuf, nun ches, ayin shom, v'akim kasa, v'atosu tzachem, b'avzan and beis, what David was talking before. The Gemara says that Tevilas Hager is the exception to the rule of Orvelas Yosef. I didn't bring the Gemara, but take my word for it. Zayin Beis, and Lord Avon says it, so take his word for it for sure. It says Zayin Beis and Sochem, it says Orvelas Yosef, except for Tevilas Hager, because obviously, what's Hager going to say? Asher Kiddushon, so I can't say that until he's Jewish. So he has no choice. So there's a long Tosus there. Tosus says the same thing is true about Tevilas Noshim. A woman goes to the mikveh for Tevilas Nida. So she's Jewish, she can say the bracha before going to the mikveh, no problem. Nevertheless, the meaning is that she makes the bracha after dunking. Then she dunks the second time, so again you get the Ovelas Yosem. But why? What's it got to do? One is Tevilas Hager, one is Tevilas Nida, and the reasons aren't the same. Okay. That's a sort of a low plug. Not only that, but that's where it comes, you mentioned Rabbi Netilas Adayim. Shem Kufman Ches, Tumah Netilas Adayim. What is Netilas Adayim? Netilas Adayim is also a removal of Tumah. Right? Tilas Adayim is also getting rid of Tumah. And Tosfos discusses there about Matilas Adayim is also an offshoot of Tevilah in a certain sense. So we make Matilas Adayim afterwards also. Not only that, but there are sometimes you can't make Matilas Adayim before washing, because right after using the bathroom, so the hands are soiled, so you can't, Adayim Matunafos, so you can't make the Tevilah. Wash first, and then you say the Matilas Adayim afterwards. So in Mela, we always make the Matilas Adayim. Even I'm washing for bread, having a meal, so my hands are not, so I didn't go to the bathroom, so my hands aren't Matunafos, my hands are clean. Nevertheless, again, a low plug. So the moment Avram says, you see all these low plugs. So it's a low plug here also. The preacher's mother's right. There's no real reason on Yontif to have to violate the rule of Ovel Asiyosim, because you can light candles on Yontif. Nonetheless, Mishum low plug, we do it the way Shabbos, and she said, you know, she's not correct. Ain Chochma Le'isa. As I state, Magen Avraham, again, Simrei Sama Gimel Sif Yud Beis. Comes the Dagol Nervava, another Behuda on the side of the page, says, never mind Ain Chochma Le'isa. She's right. She's right.
That's
Bina. Huh? Bina Yisera, right. The Magen Avraham says, the Dagol Nervava, that's another Behuda on the side of the page, the Dagol Nervava says, Hadin Im Imo Shel Hagos Adrisha. No, I disagree with the Magen Avraham. The mother of the Adrisha is right. Okay, again, she said that it's not proper on Yontif to switch the order. Yontif, we should say, she'd like to say the bracha over Lasiyas, and then light Yontif candles. No reason on Yontif to switch it, but Shabbos is a good reason. And the Magen Avraham says she's not correct in Chochma Le'isha, so therefore, the low plug. And the Dagon Mervava writes, Anias Daiti Adin Im Imo Shahagos Drisha. I think the mother Drisha is right. Really, the wife of Drisha. To be Yontif Mivarach Acharkach Tadlik. On Yontif, she should make the bracha before. Umasha Kosev, Amogan Avrom, Raya Mishim Kuf Nun Ches. And that was the Amogan Avrom brought the Raya from Hilchos to Tilos Adayim. And Shim Kuf Nun Ches. And Medivah Atosis Besab Besachem, Davzana Beit. And he has Daiti. And Anita Doma, his Raya is no good. The preacher's mother is right. The preacher's wife is right. He says, the Gemara Besachem and the Tosis Din and the Shukharach by Hilchos to Tilos Adayim is not the same thing. The Shom, the Simon Kuf Nun Ches, and Mevarachem Miyarach and Atila, Mishum Natila Shacha Yitzias Beis Hakisei, Shom Nusach Birchas Natila Shove. When a person is saying Natila Shadayim after using the bathroom, in the morning, let's say, and a person saying it's washing Natila Shadayim before having a meal of bread at lunchtime, it's the same text, the same Nusach HaBrocha, Sherekir Shom Zodam Natila Shadayim. Whether it's Natila Shadayim after the Beis Hakisei, or it's Natila Shadayim after, before washing, yeah, before a meal, before bread, it's the same Brocha. So therefore, there, I understand low plug. Because the same bracha, same nusach ha-bracha. So you make a low plug. Whenever you make the bracha, b'alma tila shadayim, it should have the same rules. Namely, that you make the bracha after washing. By the way, just as an aside, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam, again, is consistent. Just like I said before, the Rambam by Halakas Neres on Shabbos also says to make the bracha before the Halakas Neres on Shabbos. Which is what the Sfaradim do. The Rambam says the same by Natila Shadayim. And that's how the Sfaradim do it, I'm not mistaken. They make the bracha on Natilas Adayim also before. The Rambam says, and the Gemara says, the exception is Tevilas Hager. That's the one and only exception, period, end of report. Okay, I think he's before. I think that's how the Sfaradim do it, based on the Rambam. Everything is before, according to the Rambam, because that's what the Gemara says. It says, always overlaps, except for Tevilas Hager. So the Rambam takes it literally. We have a question, various other things under Tevilas Hager. And with Hadlokas Neris, we're nervous about the Sheikh of the Bahag Rambam. Didn't worry about that. He didn't hold like that. He didn't hold that saying the words Lahadlik Nashal Shabbos is an implicit acceptance of Shabbos. Not, so therefore he wasn't worried. But Banatila said dimes, he says, that which the Shulchan Aruch says that we say that we equate the Natil Sadaim over bread to the Natil Sadaim after the Beis Haki. So that's because the same Nusach HaBrocha. V'chein divrei atos of Tzokim Shavarachim b'chol ha-tvilos achar shetoval nishum tvilas hager shom gam kein Nusach HaBrocha shoveh. So by Tevila is also the same bracha, or the woman is going to the mikveh for nida purposes, or a ger is going to the mikveh to convert, it's also the same bracha. So there's also shaykh alopluhdo on the Dagon Mervava. There's a Dagon Mervava is the commentary, the Noda Behuda, on the Shulchan Aruch, printed on the side of the page in most editions. Right there, commentary on this Magen Avraham. So he says, therefore, in these cases, it's a low plug. It's not the same bracha. On Shabbos, Lahadik Neshul Shabbos. On Yontav, Lahadik Neshul Yontav. Two different brachas. And if you're going to tell me, no, it's close enough to the same, so then we should have the same rule by Chanukah. Right? You want to argue low plug, says another Yehuda. So we have a Hanukkah also. Right? That's his time. He says, Aval brichas adlokka, ain nusuf brachas adlokka, ner Shabbos, shabbos nusuf brachas adlokka, yantiv. Al ner Shabbos brachas adlokka, ner Shabbos, can we work on the Shukhar, Sifay, al ner Shiyantiv, nusuf brachas adlokka, ner Shiyantiv. Can we work on the Shabbos in the Tafkuv Yudal, that's in the Hilas Yantiv. Below Shayach lo plug, ul dibri amogan avram, sarach lomar, shalo plug, bechol brichas adlokka, in kain, kasha gam adlokka, ner chanakiv arachachas adlokka, nishum lo plug. You want to insist on low plug, so you have to nechah, same brachas adlokka, ner, instead of shal Shabbos is Shal Chanukah. Yeah, no one has ever said that you make the bracha on Luchas Neres on Chanukah after you light the Chanukah candles. So evidently says the Dogma, but there's no low plug. Why is there no low plug? Because not the same Nusach HaBracha. So therefore he says, the Havadai Lesek, and that's not the case, as it says in Luchas Chanukah and so on. El Havadai, Kevan Shal Nusach Hu Lahadlik Neres Shal Chanukah, Vishal Shabbos HaNusach Lahadlik Neres Shal Shabbos, Lo Shayach Lo Plug. In Cain, who had the name to be Yontif, Gam Cain lo Shach lo Plug, V'chein Nir Lila Horos, Ke'eshas Agon Drisa. Therefore, despite the Mohan of Rome's comment in Chochma Lisa, I want to pass, I think that she's right, V'hi Isha Nesol Liba V'chochma. Not that you can tell the wife, right? The Pasuk Fina Bible from the Mishkan says, Isha Shem Nesol Liba V'chochma. So that's,
from the mother to the wife.
Yeah, I know. Again, it's because it was introduction was written by the son, but that's what it is, yeah.
Why can we get out of the Tanai,
you could get out of this to want to help build it. You know, I was thinking about it. Why not just build in the Tanai?
But you know, why would you do it by that? But the Shittim have said that you're bringing on Shabbos yourself, but you don't let that happen on the Shechiyot.
Yes, what are you asking? Why not say, you know, make the bracha before?
Tanai. She met the bracha and she's about to light the candles. It's only Tanai. It's implicit.
Right. That's something. But I think the answer is that the Tanai should be the Yotzim HaKlal. You know, really, you're accepting Shabbos. Once in a while, she has something to do, she has to finish setting up something. Yeah, in other words, it takes away. You know, I know, and again, it's an old question. I don't really know what's right. Different women have different practices. Someone would rather be totally ready, never mind the 18. We light 18 minutes before Shkia. Okay, anyway, my wife prefers that she's done with everything. When she lights Shabbos, well, that's it. She doesn't want to then go finish blow drying her hair or whatever. You know, even though technically it's mutig, I have in mind, you like the kind of chaos. So what's better? I don't know. I don't know what's better. To light at the Zman of the 18 minutes and have something in mind or no? Spend an extra 3-4 minutes and light a few minutes later. I don't know. Different women have different feeling about it. Some people,
yeah,
huh? Well, I go to shul, whatever she's done, you know. But no, seriously, I know that. I mean, I looked into it a little bit. So some people's preferences to, you know, and it's hard to say which, because again, the fact that we light 18 minutes before is a chumrah. Really, you know, it's a chumrah. The one sheet to the Iran, that's the Zman, and so on. But, you know, and it's a property. And the minute you saw somebody with 20 minutes on Yerushalayim, or some of you remember, Yerushalayim, was it 40 minutes before?
Also the mitzvah of Tosafos.
Tosafos, right. So that's the other issue. That's the Doraisa. You know, the Tosafos. And this is Brewer writes that if you figure in the Zman of candle lighting plus the Zman of Ben Hashmashos, then you have the half hour that someone's shown him right. It's hard to figure out. There's a mitzvah called Tosafos Shabbos. How much is Tosafos Shabbos? Not the one.
Half an hour enough.
Yeah, so the Sheikh of Beth and Beitza says on the Flam, it says it's a half hour. It's hard to figure out. Also, been in Paris, could be a...
When you say half hour, that's shows money. Sorry, it's half...
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. The Mr. Brewer figures out, he says, well, if you have the 18 minutes of Lichtenstein, and the 13 and a half minutes of Ben Hashmah, it's around half an hour. So it's hard because I think we want to give a shiur about that. No, Tosefta Shav is a whole different shiur, exactly how much. Because very hard to say. Somebody's shown him like Tosefta's Kolbehu. The Rosh and others, they say it's a Kolsehu, it's a minute, it's this, it's not even a minute, it's anything. To fulfill the device of Tosefta Shabbos. It says it's Tosefta Kolbehu. But there's one sheet of the 30 minutes.
Right.
Anyway, so this is the Machlokes.
I guess.
Yeah.
That the wife of the Nun of Yudah.
Okay. I don't know what you did.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because there's something else besides the technicality of the mitzvah.
Yeah.
The atmosphere. There's something much more symbolic.
Like covering your eyes and so on.
There's something much more spiritual about it. All of a sudden you're making a dry bone, you know. Come on, what are you making a joke out of?
I don't know. Well, I don't know, but the wise of Lizbach maybe are different.
Yeah,
I don't know. But another Buddha was the chief rabbi in Prague. So I don't know what they're meaning. But I think to this day they're different than Ogim, what the women do on Yom Tov. Some women light before, like the preacher's wife, and others they follow Mogan Avram. I'm not sure what.
I think the
woman
are
marked
on Oplug. Whether Chachamim.
But they don't cover their eyes, right?
don't know. Do they? Probably they, don't need to. Chukris, they don't need to. But they say this.
You don't know. You're
unsure.
She probably does. Yeah.
I'm not asking my wife.
I think my wife. I think my wife also does.
I think so.
Okay. Anyway, just to end with one other horror regarding Hadlokas Neiros on Yontif. You know, it's an interesting question. We know that that in terms of Hilchos Shabbos, so if somebody forgot to light, a woman forgot to light, I have this Shabbos for weeks, a woman forgot to light Shabbos candles 1 week, so then there's a knas, so a fine that's imposed, and then on Shabbos it's to light an extra candle. It's very questionable that din would be applicable so much today. The person called me up and said his wife times something happened, whatever, she forgot to light candles, but she had gone ahead to put on all the electric lights that she would need.
What
the knas?
Yeah.
That's another time. We won't talk about that.
That's
more time. Sure. Yes, it's so hard. Yeah. So the shaila, The shaila does it.
The thing that Rabbi Bush just gave this whole thing in. It was in the same article as the TABC journal that you wrote in.
Oh, in Kol Torah. Two weeks in a row, right. From his Shomer Shlomo, yes. So he spoke about electric, I didn't get to read it. It's electric, and so many, many are lenient. If you lit the electric lights, so that counts already.
You have to have lit but, them on Erev Shabbos, you might have said
so that, right.
Ago.
Yeah, no, so that, it would seem to me that it had to be at least, it depends. See, is it a din in your mice, or is it a din in the fact, look, the whole din is to have Shalom Bayis, so yeah, good, you had it, there were lights in the house, you know. So that's what it depends on. But the question is, does it apply, what if she forgot to light on Yom Tov? So the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosa has a whole discussion, I forgot the name, but it has a whole discussion about it. There's a tzad to say the whole thing doesn't apply enough because you can light a candle later. What do you mean she forgot to light candles? So light it now. It's at 10 o'clock at night. Light it later. Light when you remember. Light when you need the light. So there's those who assume that with Yom Tov, the whole knas doesn't apply. So I think for sure, with Yom Tov, if you left electric lights on, there'd be absolutely no question that you would not have to light an extra candle. There were no electric lights on, and for some reason they couldn't light other candles, so then you can raise the question. Okay. So when I go to the off,
you probably hit it after Chelik Bezuvir did.
One day,
later generations wouldn't edit it out.